Now we're going to do a movie review as part of our Paramount Plus content agreement, where we're talking about some oil and gas movies, and we're going to stay in the world of football because there's actually an oil and gas football movie called Friday Night Lights, and it was based on a book out of Odessa, Texas, and it really talked about how a community can turn football into the community, if you will, the good, the bad, the ugly. And it's a very interesting movie from a lot of different perspectives. And Billy Bob Thornton stars in it. And it shows how, I guess my takeaway, Joe, from Friday Night Lights was, it shows how you can really take a high school activity and turn it into a business. Whether it makes money or not, I don't know. But my guess is it was a, you know, when you fill out the football stadiums, and James Caan, who was the coach in the program, he said, you know, in one of the college classes, show me a chemistry experiment where 90,000 people show up for it, right? So football is a business. That's why Craig Bohl, former coach of North Dakota State University, now with University of Wyoming, always called himself the CEO rather than a coach. And really, that was kind of my takeaway on how it really showed how high school sports can become a business, whether it's good or bad for the university or for the high school or for the student athletes or for the coaches. That's arguable. But to me, that was kind of the undertone of that movie. So it wasn't just a football movie. It wasn't just an oil and gas movie. It showed more of how an activity can become a business and a sports business, if you will. And Joe, what did you like about the movie? What did you take away from the movie? Talk to me about what you thought about Friday Night Lights. You've seen it, correct?
I have, you know, it's been a while, but, I have seen Friday Night Lights, and I guess my, you know, I think my takeaway was not necessarily on sort of the business side of things that, you know, you saw, but was expectations. You know, when I saw it, I was still in college, you know, when it first came out, and, you know, you're in college, you have expectations. Your parents have expectations. You're getting ready to enter the real world where your employer has expectations, the fans, the boosters, the parents, the coaches in, you know, West Texas, they have expectations. And most of that movie was about managing expectations, right? You know, if you're Billy Bob Thornton, the coach, you're helping to manage expectations. If you're the players, you know, you have the weight of, again, your parents, fans, the whole community, as you said, you know, their expectations weighing on you as a teenager. So, you know, I certainly view it now. And, you know, I think the impact even 20 years ago was, hey, how do you manage these expectations? You know, do you do it in such a way that is short-sighted, where if something goes south, you're done and there's no future and, you know, you failed and that's it? Or do you do it in a way that allows you to continue growing? Again, if we tie back to the Brian Flores conversation, you know, where if you do have a failure or an injury, figuratively or literally, you're still able to grow from that and progress and grow. And again, unfortunately, when you have very high expectations, and clearly, the expectations there for, what was it, Permian High School or whatever the name was, you know, the expectations were to win a state championship, and anything less than that could be deemed as failure. So how do you manage that? How do you manage children, essentially, and get them to the point where, all right, if you fall short of that expectation, you're still able to keep moving forward. So again, that was sort of, you know, the lens that I viewed it through. Obviously, Jason, you know, you talk about football and even high school football essentially becoming a business or business-like, it's all about expectations, right? What are the bottom line expectations of your shareholders or stakeholders, if you will, or fans or whatever? And at the end of the day, how do you as a leader, how do you as a coach manage those? And that, again, as I view things, and certainly, you know, for myself as an individual, as a coach, and certainly the people that I work with from a leadership standpoint, that by and large is how you're being measured or how you should be measured. How do you help people manage through high expectations?
Doing a little bit of a different movie review with executive coach Joe Sinnott. And Friday Night Lights, I think a lot of people might get it confused with Varsity Blues. Billy Bob Thornton was the coach in Friday Night Lights. But John Voight, man, what a what a great Bobby Knight style coach, as far as just a hard nose. And it's so easy to get caught up on the negatives, you know, the tribal mentality that football can bring, the win at any cost, whether it's cortisone shots and an injured player, or, you know, the police looking the other way when some kids get caught drinking. It's very easy to look at those negatives and those types of things. But we're here to talk about some of the learning opportunities that this movie, because remember, movies are supposed to tell us a story, right? They're supposed to have an arc, and we're supposed to have learning processes and a conclusion at the end. And really, what Friday Night Lights brought at the end of the day, what Billy Bob kept trying to do, is instill new members into ones that were injured, right? We had injuries happen, so we had to figure out new ways to do it, whether it's your salesman is sick, whether you lost a CEO because they took another job. At the end of the day, Billy Bob tried to bring in self-respect and honor to a team that was going through some turbulence, some you know, tribal mentality times of just singular thinking. And really, Joe, that was my takeaway in terms of the positives, was that a sense of self-respect and a sense of honor was really brought into it.
Yeah, I certainly don't disagree. In fact, I think both in the movie or in real life or at the end of the movie, you know, they allude to the fact, or state the fact, that, you know, that team went on to actually win and go undefeated and win the state championship the next season. So again, obviously, you know, they navigated through that, and the what was the third string running back, you know, helped lead them to victory the following season. So yeah, I think that's a great interpretation. And again, I think that's the measure of a sustainable leader, right? Somebody who's able to keep moving forward without discarding the individual players, again, the figurative players in the business world, and, you know, obviously the players on the field when it comes to football. And again, that's a measure of a sustainable leader. Can you help everybody grow, or at least be on a path to growth? Clearly, again, they need to take some ownership and take some responsibility. But, you know, are you able to keep moving forward, to keep seeing success without being seen as somebody who's just using others or discarding others? Which, again, that's a whole nother theme, of course, you know, in the real world of sports, and certainly the movie world of sports, where you see individual athletes who come up, and when they're no longer needed, they're, you know, they're cast off to the side. And clearly, that's not leadership. Allowing that to happen is not leadership. So yeah, Jason, I think your assessment there, your takeaway, is spot on.
We should mention, until September 21st, $2.50 a month, Paramount Plus has a special deal. We'll have the promo code and the link right here in the YouTube description, as well as the article. We'll have a link in there as well. The Ohio State University is taking on Akron Zips, I believe, tomorrow or this weekend. I'm not really quite sure, but kind of a kickoff. Big Ten football is streamed on Paramount. CBS on the ABC side is streamed on Paramount. That is my plug that I'm giving for Paramount Plus. Joe, you've got your podcast as well as your real life job, Winning Partners. So give yourself a plug and talk to us about when we can expect the next episode or the new season of the Energy Detox Podcast.
Sure. Well, the podcast will be kicking off a new season here in September. Leading off this fall, if you will, is the annual Shale Insight Conference up in Erie, Pennsylvania, focused on the Marcellus Shale, put on by the Marcellus Shale Coalition. And so no shortage of hot topics there around natural gas in this part of the world, and certainly no shortage of excuses to kick off the new season of the Energy Detox with some episodes that focus on natural gas, focus on the Shale Insight Conference, and all the various players that come together in Erie. I think pushing maybe 800 people that will be there to talk about the benefits, the beauty, the impact of natural gas, especially natural gas from this part of the world. So again, can look forward to that here kicking off in a couple of weeks. In terms of the business itself, Winning Partners, again, you know, we alluded to a lot of the different things that I do on a day-to-day basis with individuals in the energy industry to help coach them through leadership, through decisions, through communication, through managing expectations. Again, all of the things that we've talked about today, Jason, I get to do that on a daily basis. I enjoy what I do. And if anybody's curious a little bit more about how I do it and my approach, then always welcome a conversation. You can head on over to wittingpartners.com, WITTING, or of course, always happy to connect on LinkedIn and start a conversation there.